Ready?
Yep.
Warning. What follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Weird and Feared, a barely educational podcast of the world that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your... To those that don't know, which does not include you, because you do know, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
But you don't know what that story is going to be.
Right.
It'll be a spooky story, perhaps. Perhaps a curious story. Just a story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here we go. Until Europeans arrived, invaded the late 1700s. Mm-hmm. It's not a time. Mm. 1700s.
Okay.
What is now Nevada, in the good old U.S. of A, was home to the ancient Pueblo and eventually the Mojave and Paiute. Again, the Europeans, the Spaniards in particular, now they got there by about 1775, and arrived they did, looking to do what conquistadors are known to do. Scour for resources, to conquer. They want to conquer. That's what they do.
Yep.
They scoured for resources, and they find the best way to retrieve and exploit them. They, the conquistadors, they heard rumors of gold in them their parts. Continuing a conquest that started way back in 1492 to swarm the so-called New World, and take what they felt was theirs. It started when, a good old atrocious profiteer, or this guy, he's a guy called Chris Columbus. Don't know if you heard about him.
Yeah, I have.
Well, he started this infamous shit show. But anyways, the Spaniards named a canyon they discovered El Dorado. Again, they're very clever. They're after gold.
Yeah.
They didn't find gold.
No gold.
Hmm?
No gold.
No gold. None. Nope. They came in second place, though, discovering silver. But with silver not generating the wealth that they had wanted, again, they wanted gold, they would abandon these aspirations and, kind of pull back to Mexico. What is now Mexico? Now, just because they didn't find the gold didn't mean it wasn't there. A lifetime later, that gold was discovered by inhabitants of a new nation, and these inhabitants sought out these buried riches. By 1858, the secret was out, and as steamboats made their way up the Colorado River, word of this discovery spiraled out of control.
All right.
Kind of know what we're talking about.
Like a good spiral.
It's a familiar story. It's a familiar spiral.
Uh-huh.
People find things out west and they start coming.
Huh. Interesting.
All right. So what was that? 1850 who? 1858. Well, by 1861, again, if you know anything about, I know you do, to just the general you.
Sure.
Anything about American history, the 1860s are going to be a bit of a problem.
Why?
There's like a one nation, and then like all of a sudden there's two, and like the second one really wants to just be by itself and own people.
Oh.
And the first one's like, you probably shouldn't do that. Like, why you don't? Well, it's actually way more complicated than that if we're being honest, because we should be one nation, and then eventually that one nation's like, you're not gonna own people. That's not what we're gonna do.
Well, I'm leaving then.
Yeah, like, I'm gone. Oh, this Lincoln guy, what's he got? What's he know about?
What's he know about owning people?
Nothing. He doesn't... We're going to write a whole draft and talk about how we're all a bunch of bad guys. Again, this isn't... Well, in a way, it can be. But this isn't strictly an American history podcast. and we don't need to get into the complexities of the American Civil War.
No.
But it is obviously about to go off here. But by 1861, when I wrote this, I looked up how to pronounce this, but it has been a second.
Good. Let's hear it.
Man.
Seems like he nailed it.
Tacati Cup? That's how it's spelled.
Sure.
TACHATTICUP.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to pronounce it Tacati Cup, and if it's wrong, I apologize. But the Tacati Cup mine had been established because the rich salvage vein of gold had been fully tapped into. The dream of selfish conquistadors was now the reality of American settlers, moral and immoral alike. And Zach, this was the Wild West. And from what I had read, a bunch of stuff, it seems to be as cartoony as you can imagine. So when you imagine like a cartoony Wild West or like the generic or like what do you think of, you know, Wild West, what instantly comes to mind? Just
Roadrunners.
Okay. not going to talk about that.
Yosemite Sam.
Pretty close. Mm-hmm. A madman with guns just shooting all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
It became a truly lawless, capitalist, and expansionist hellscape. Now, as far as the mine's name, the name derives from the Paiute Indian word for hungry, a term often heard by early settlers from starving Native American peoples inhabiting the dry hills.
Good.
It's a good thing to name things, guys. It's really off to a great start. It's real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sarcasm. It's not nice. It's mean.
Oh. And is that what we're doing?
Sure. The Tacati Cup mine was once owned by Senator George Hearst of California. Probably know that last name because his son was William Randolph Hearst.
He was a guy.
Of publishing fame and, yellow journalism. Or, you know, basically, I want you to, it's not part of the story, but imagine a time when, like, the publishing houses and, like, the media companies were owned by just a few people and they put out their own agendas to the mass public to kind of get them on their side for stuff. Again, a different time.
No, that's what they're doing now.
It's a different time. Okay. Oh, right. No sarcasm. Yeah. Okay. It's a different... It was...
Yeah.
It's amazing how things just come in circles. Again, you said earlier you were a fan of spirals, and that's quite the spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as we talked about, it turns out during this time period, America was concurrently imploding from within.
Sure was.
For the first time. So desperate entrepreneurs fled the clutches of civil war and traveled to Nevada. So like imagine like the civil war is raging and a bunch of people are like, nah.
Yeah.
You guys figure this out.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm out of here. So they participated in the very American pastime, trying to get rich quick.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
It was a good pastime.
It's just baked into our blood. But again... This area, even though they were fleeing, like, the Civil War, this area was not safe from strife and turmoil and, like, mass chaos. Violence followed as miners battled over claims, because, of course, why wouldn't you do that, you know?
Like children?
What?
Miners?
Miners, yeah. Miners. I mean, at that time, possibly.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? It's a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
He looks at the landscape. He's about to get drafted by the Confederacy. He's like... Go for gold.
I'm going to Nevada instead.
Go for gold. Yeah, bye. All right. So they killed each other over gold, silver, copper, and lead. Because the location was loaded with all of it. It's just... I had that thought, too, as I was just reading this stuff. Like, that stuff has been in the earth since, like, the dawn of time. Yeah. A little bit later than that, maybe. Not quite the dawn of time. But think about how long it's been in the earth, and then it's just only it's all that stuff's just been yanked out within a couple hundred years.
Yep, it's ours now.
It's somebody's now.
Good luck getting it back.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, can't put that.
We're gonna burn it.
Genie back in that bottle. Burn what? The whole planet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's going on. Oh yeah. So yeah, how could you know? Well, a little bit of jeopardy here. Murder was the answer to all the questions, and the question mainly being who gets the wealth. The guy who doesn't get murdered.
checks out, I guess.
To put it bluntly, it was a bad time. For 70 years, despite all the chaos, miners dug a multitude of tunnels, creating...
Are those mines?
Yeah. Well, they are mines, but there's like deep, and they're all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, so miners, yeah, they dug mines. That's what they do. Creating a very profitable network of underground pathways. Again, mines, but like they're like man-made caverns.
I'm saying really roundabout ways of saying a mine. Profitable tunnels.
We're being... Yeah, correct. Like... Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're being a little flowery with our language here, but the land was ravaged. And, well, even though it was ravaged and money was made, good things never last. The mine eventually became slim pickings.
Mm-hmm.
It kept giving the goods until the Second World War.
Well.
Then it was closed for mining for good.
Mind your own business.
Correct, and the business was no longer profitable.
Yeah.
Over the next 40 years, several floods destroyed the river towns alongside the mighty Colorado, which again sprang up during the mining. You know, rivers are good for transporting things. Lots of towns were made.
Mm-hmm.
They were built alongside the river. But rivers do their own things. They flood. So several floods destroyed all these towns along that river, which was as good a reason for anybody who like still stuck around after the mines dried up. The river did not dry up, so they left. Unpredictable flooding and a harsh desert climate with no promise of striking it rich? Nah, no thank you.
But you could get wet. The river's still there.
You know, people got wet, that's for sure.
Sweet.
Some people died. In there, and I'm gonna. We'll get to the next paragraph. I was just gonna tell you what I was about to tell you.
Okay.
But yeah, during its height, however, several towns again did spring up, with a population. And this little area had a population greater than Las Vegas. And there were communities who supported the Union, and communities who supported the Confederacy. I'm sure. Again, fine. Let's go out west to avoid the Civil War, but keep these strongly held beliefs and make things real bad for each other.
Yeah.
I'm sure this went fine. But what is now a ghost town in Nelson, Nevada, which was a bigger mining town. It was huge back in the day. But modern times, 2022, only like 20 people live there now.
Yeah.
So totally like it's...
Like only 20 people remember that it's 2022 now too, so...
Yeah, that's also true. I never know what year it is anymore.
Me neither.
Whenever I see 2020, I'm like, oh, it's like this year. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not.
I was working on some notes for something I was doing earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I made a few notes earlier, and it was, like, 2020. And I was like, yep. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What?
And you're like, Or, I mean, you know, you'll always say, yeah, oh, yeah, last year. Last year was 3 years at this point. Doesn't even matter.
Nothing matters.
Nothing does matter. Anyways. Speaking of positive stuff, over the next 40 years, again, after the mines shut down, several more floods destroyed these river towns alongside the mighty Colorado, which, again, like I said before, was the best reason for anyone else to leave. The town got destroyed.
I guess I'm going to leave.
Yeah, and one of the floods was like, as you know, again, speaking of time, which is a long time ago at this point, I guess. I mean, almost 50 years. 1974... Jesus, it's a lot to say. But the flood killed 9 people. Okay. And at Nelson's Landing, that was a town just kind of around the town of Nelson,
mm-hmm.
Every single building was destroyed.
It's a bad flood.
It's not good.
No.
No, it's not. Unpredictable flooding and a harsh desert climate. I read that already. But basically, did I type that twice? It doesn't matter. But ranch houses exist in disrepair, like whatever's left over, and some of the earliest automobile designs sit untouched by humans, but scorched by the desert sun. So, I mean, literally, a ghost town. Just yeah. Whatever was left.
In all the classic sense of the word.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, the The area currently exists as kind of a bizarre time capsule. Obviously, I'm giving you some backstory for a thing here. With the mine open for tours these days, to what appears to be mixed results. Some of the reviews weren't as good. Again, talking about like checking out Yelp stuff or whatever. It's kind of like, oh, whatever. Or the articles or people just say, it's fine. Mm-hmm. The current owners, the Worley family, have reconstructed sheds and such to resemble those of the time period when the mine was booming. So they built old-timey structures to kind of at least be something. Because it's just like open desert.
Yeah.
With like those profitable tunnels strewn about.
Mines. Now,
yeah, miles. Now again, at its height, this place was a vicious, cutthroat murderville.
Hell yeah.
Wonderful. Where what would count as law enforcement took a hands-off approach. That was mentioned in many articles, or the couple, you know, the handful that I was reading. I mean,
it's basically anarchy.
Yeah, the cops are just like, nah, I don't think that's worth my life.
Yeah.
You guys figure it out. Good luck.
I'm not getting shot today, so.
No. People protected their claims with guns, knives, and dogs. Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For the tale that follows, as I was looking this up, they all kind of source this same website, which is a story from theshadowlands.net. It was written by Ryan Ace Ved, if that's how I'm saying that. And to show you how long ago do you think this was posted, by the way? The email address is at WebTV. Probably just a couple years ago, right? WebTV was really booming in 2018, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Is that a MySpace?
Yeah, oh, MySpace. Yeah, could have been. Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. You know. All that new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, we'll save the title of this little post for after I'm done going through it. But the first little paragraph here talks about the location of El Dorado Canyon. You know, it's right above Hoover Dam. And again, the mining town. Well, many miners, from the story, would keep dogs at their claims for protection.
And for petting.
And what else did they use them for?
I don't like what you're insinuating.
Oh, I guess it could be one of two things. One of those things, I hope just one of two things. One of those things I'm actually going to talk about.
The other thing, I hope.
I'm not. So I don't know. It's a little not fair for me to tell you, to let you blurt out which one you think we're talking about. So I think I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
The article says, or the story says, quote, a reliable food source in extreme times of need.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else was being thought of. Now, they didn't treat these dogs nice because they wanted them to be pissed off to go off on, like, you know, mm-hmm. anybody lurking around who shouldn't be there. But eventually, like we talked about, those mines ain't giving us the monies. So people left. And sometimes they just up and left their dogs because these are mean, vicious dogs. It's a cutthroat murderville. Nobody gives a shit. So they left the poor doggies.
Mm-hmm.
And with no food, those doggies died. Perhaps one's not chained up, got to live amongst the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
But any dog still stuck to anything. They didn't make it. Would you say that's a little traumatic for those dogs?
Probably.
Probably not great.
Probably not great. They'd probably be a little more angry.
Mm-hmm. And so what would happen if like an angry dog died?
You become a less angry dog?
I suppose a less corporeal angry dog.
Mm.
Mm. Well, people started seeing stuff eventually. The people who were still around. They would tell stories about things coming after them. Where perhaps they were being hunted by ghost dogs.
Ghost dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, ghost dogs is cool. but it will not be the title of this episode. Because you know it's a cooler term? Hell dogs.
Hell dogs.
It's cool because the alliteration of hellhounds is not there. It's just like hell dogs. Because this is the story of the hell dogs of El Dorado Canyon.
Okay.
Hell dogs. I feel like that should be like a club.
Devil dogs.
Like it. That's good. But for now, these beasts are hell dogs. Mm-hmm. And anybody in these mining towns would, you know, see hell dogs. They'd be chased or they'd see something coming at them. You know, again, seen apparitions. Now, from the article written by this gentleman, he talks about a story of him and his brother. They decided to do a little investigating. You know, again, if we had a ghost town nearby, probably at least at some point in our lives, we would fuck around and just, you know,
go on an
adventure. You know what I mean? Yep. And that's what they chose to do. So as they were doing that, they found, you know, they found one of those entrances to those cool tunnels we talked about. There was an anonymous, just this, you know, a shaft. Hole in the ground. Now, they looked a little bit closer inside this hole, and they noticed an 8-foot, quote, severely weathered chain embedded into the rock wall to the entrance to the shaft. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what's that about? Well, they chose to go all in, and all in they went. As they crept along, they saw a dog.
Okay.
But he was dead.
Oh.
It was all bones.
Bummer.
But the dog was a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
A, quote, large dog. But the day was, you know, wrapping up, so they did what anybody would do when they come across this dead dog bones. They set up camp to spend the night there.
Interesting choice, but all right.
I agree. Quote, a decision that later we would come to regret.
I wonder what happens.
Yeah, who knows? They had their dinner. They chilled. Much like we did a couple weeks ago, they set up a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And much like we did when we set up that fire, they caught wind of some coyotes making some sounds.
That'll happen.
It does. It will.
Mm-hmm.
They were concerned. Like something was like looking at them. Peering off, you know. Feeling the pressure. You know what it's like to be looked at.
Sometimes.
Feel it.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, especially around a dark fire.
Mm-hmm.
A new place.
Right. You're, you know, you're...
Somebody took the time to chain a dead dog to a rock.
Right.
That's weird.
It's not great. They had to make sure the bones wouldn't get away.
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
What do dogs do? Do they pant? Yeah, they do. And that's what they heard.
Okay.
And they say that they heard multiple creatures panting. Quote, dogs, in plural. Close enough to where, like, again, like when we were outside or when you're outside at all, you hear some noises. And like, well, that's kind of within my, like, you, if you were a starship, your proximity alert would be going off.
Okay.
Like, it's in my realm of being. Like, what is that?
Oh, something's too close to me.
Yeah, we got to back away from whatever's going on here. So then as that was going on, they heard growling, quote, grating, low, and hateful. Hmm. They also heard little pitter-patters.
Oh, pitter-patters.
Something's walking, kind of walking up to them. Then they heard other noises. Paws started to scratch.
Paws and claws.
Paws and claws. They were trying to look around to see where it came from, and then they were drawn to where the chain was. Nothing seemed to be moving. Totally still. Until it wasn't. And the chain moved. The chain was like being pulled away from the rock, and it was pulling harder and harder every single time. And they were like, oh my gosh, why did we camp here? And they started to pack up all their stuff as fast as they could. Again, the thing you're trying to do when you're making a quick escape.
Yeah.
And then the storyteller's bro got his flashlight and started blasting it at the chain. Then there were scratch marks in the rock. That was a direct quote. And then what appeared to be, quote, blood stains in the wall, seemingly where the unfortunate dog furiously clawed at the chain to base in the rock itself. Like, at some point, the dog was trying to escape. Like, and then the flapping chain just kind of fell over. And then he says something kind of came across his leg. And then he had a hard time standing upright. And then the wild panting, quote, chased us all the way. And they bolted it. They heard canine footsteps. Things were going crazy. They tried to get to the car because if you're going to outrun a ghost dog or any kind of dog or a hell dog, maybe you should get in your car and get the heck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they were running away, about 2 or 3 miles, they were, I think they're in the car by now, that they seemed to be being followed by a pack of wild dogs. That's how boisterous it seems to have been. How wild it seemed to be going. Pack. Uh-huh.
Time to go.
Yep. They made it home. And then they talk about how he'll never forget that, that he was chased by, quote, spectral hounds.
I wouldn't forget that either. That'd be pretty terrifying. I think that would have some sort of impact on me. I
think it might affect you later in your life.
I mean, it would affect me then and later. Yes.
Then, now, forever.
One of those things when you're like, I was chased by ghost dogs. You're not going to forget that, I don't think.
No. And like, you can put yourself in that mindset of like, you're ripping and like, for some reason, your windows are still down. But I guess even if they're up, you know, you'd hear. You look back. Locals refer to them again simply as the Hell Dogs of El Dorado Canyon. Now, we've talked about these kind of things before as far as, like, stories that circulate around the internet and that a lot of websites and people... Oh, hello. A lot of websites talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a little bit of peripheral digging and maybe just a little bit deeper and you find out it all kind of goes... They all pull from the similar source, which I always think is wild, that this one random post has been linked to... has been made a whole, it's kind of like a whole thing. Like if you look up Hell Dogs, there'll be a bunch of websites, but they all kind of say the same stuff. They all kind of talk about the same kind of things, you know, that I'm mentioning here.
Mm-hmm.
That in Nelson, Nevada, the El Dorado Canyon, there are spectral Hell Dogs that people hear and that are after you, which again, I'm only going to be a Debbie Downer for a second. Middle of the desert, can't see anything. I mean, you're going to hear coyotes all over the place. But to not be a Debbie Downer, local story, people talk about it, maybe common local folklore. Again, a place where like nobody basically lives anymore.
Right.
Easy to say what else is out there. And anybody who just going out to hang out and explore, it's going to be creepy and weird. You're going to have yourself kind of in that mindset.
Yeah, it's foreign and dark.
Mm-hmm. And if you go into any one of these mines, God only knows.
Don't go into strange mines.
It's dangerous as hell.
Yeah.
You'd be gone forever if something bad happens.
Yeah.
There's no hope. Like, you'd be, the best case scenario, you get chased by a ghost dog.
Best case scenario.
Right. Because you can maybe outrun a ghost dog. You can't outrun a mine collapse.
You can try.
Right. You can hope.
Yeah.
But those canyons are where hope goes to die because of the Hell Dogs. But a little bit of a slight fright, but those are the Hell Dogs of El Dorado Canyon.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought they were cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can see how that would freak you out. Because that is one of those things. That's like a good campfire type story thing.
I agree.
Because that... When you're talking about that, you could get random coyotes howling in the distance or something like that. That'd freak people out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a creepy sound.
When especially you know, you hear the coyotes over here, and then if there's even just something else rustling in the bushes next to you, like it's...
Yeah, you're out in the wilderness. That seems like a campfire story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Spectral Dogs of El Dorado.
Yep.
Canyon?
Yeah, El Dorado Canyon, yep. And a lot of some of the legends of America.
Maybe they're still trying to dig up gold. Maybe the dogs figured it out.
Maybe the dogs know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you ain't getting any more gold.
We're not leaving.
No.
You guys can go.
Right.
Yeah.
This is our domain. And a lot of some of the history stuff that I pulled from came from, you know, Googling and stuff, and then legendsofamerica.com. Kind of talked about that too. The different, you know, because you can look up, like, if you want to just do like a Wild West podcast of like just the murders and chaos.
Oh, there's a lot of chaos.
Just pure.
And murders.
Mm-hmm. This one, the cops were like, they're not even going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, the nation is literally ripped apart. You guys just escaped to try and make it rich. Again, as the country is falling literally apart. Like, I'm going to get some gold.
And our country is huge.
It's giant.
So, like, there's a lot of places you can just go and mm-hmm. be by yourself.
Yeah.
Even now, there's a lot of empty space.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it because we're in the suburb area and
right.
near the cities and stuff, and we mm-hmm. tend to frequent those, but like, it's a pretty big place.
Yeah, even in this same state, if you just go head west on I-80 for just an extra, from where we are now, an extra 40 minutes.
Fergatonia?
Yeah, oh, God, why, yes. Well, there should be a destination podcast.
Yeah.
Hang out in Fergatonia. Maybe look for those wolves.
Yeah. Those coyote wolves.
Yeah, at least they exist in the physical realm.
No. Are you so sure?
No. I'm never sure of anything these days.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what to trust. Unless it's totally like typed out and written on the internet.
Yeah, then you can trust
it. No, I guess you can believe it.
I think.
Yeah, like the Hell Dogs of El Dorado Canyon.
Yep.
But yeah, Hell Dog story.
Cool.
That was neat. Yeah.
Yeah, Hell Dogs.
Hell Dogs. If you are a Hell Dog, hey, what's up, Hell Dogs?
Yeah.
Don't know if we should call our fans Hell Dogs. I think what's I would
dog?
Laugh.
Hell yeah.
Well, if you're a loyal Hell Dog, email us at weirdandfeared@gmail.com. Leave us any sort of voice message on the anchor.fm/weirdandfeared.
Nobody's done that yet.
It's somebody true.
Just bark into the thing.
Let's bark into it.
Yeah. Say, I'm a ghost. Bark, bark.
I'm a ghost. Bark, bark. 5 stars. Just say it out loud. Oh, man. Patreon.com/weirdandfeared. Support the show in any way you can and listen to our Behind the Veil content. Extra episodes. Or, I mean, you know what to do. You could leave us a review on the iTunes. Again, ghost dog, bark, bark.
Uh-huh.
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars. All right, guys. But yeah, watch out for Hell Dogs.
Yeah, watch out for those.
Stay safe and stay oh so very spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky.